Proclamation number 4038 of 13th of May, 1947. Bread of Heaven. Spiritual Son. Voice of the Good Shepherd. Don't neglect to offer your soul the nourishment which secures its eternal life. Provide it abundantly with nourishment. Don't slacken in your striving for perfection. Then you will also gain my pleasure, and my love will care for you and look after you, and you will lack nothing. Physically and spiritually your needs will be covered, and you will stand in fullest truth. You will become knowledgeable and yet need no other teacher than me. You will be able to come to me with every question and I will never leave you without an answer. Therefore desire my word, for I make this a condition if you want to be satisfied with the bread of heaven, with the nourishment of the soul which is constantly at your disposal. Desire it, ask for it, and if it is offered to you, feast on it and constantly draw from the spring of life and you will receive strength and light. All weakness will stay away from you and you will be full of wisdom. And by this you will recognize that my gift is divine, you will recognize the value of my gift and you will be blessed that I take care of you in every spiritual adversity and also in every earthly distress. What I give to you is nothing new but the eternal truth, i.e., if it is to remain truth it must remain unchanged as it came forth from me. But human intellect changes much, it constantly seeks to improve. And since my gift makes every desire to improve unnecessary, it is understandable that only a change can be achieved which originates from me as eternal truth. Thus it is also understandable that my word will not remain as it is and that it will always require purification if it is to be spread on earth as my word. And therefore I offer my word myself again and again to those who hunger and thirst for the nourishment of the soul. And these will stand in truth, they will not need to fear receiving inadequate knowledge or misunderstanding it, because the transmission of pure truth is my will and my aim as long as people dwell on earth, because only truth can lead to eternal life and help the soul attain perfection. And therefore I will always be a faithful companion to my servants on earth, I will guide them along paths where they meet people who hunger for my bread from heaven, who desire nourishment for their souls and whose life is an activity of love, which is why they also desire me. I approach them myself through my servants, I inform them about questions of the heart, I place the thoughts into their hearts so that they approach my servants for instruction, and then I myself speak through them, and thus the hungry people receive the bread of heaven from me myself, the full truth, which is spiritual nourishment for their soul. And the soul will develop upwards, it cannot fall behind in its development if it receives the food from me myself, which I have blessed with my strength, which therefore can never remain ineffective. And where my servants can be diligently active, bright light will soon illuminate the spiritual night and people will no longer be afraid of the darkness, for the morning has dawned for them which will soon be followed by the bright day where the sun's light breaks through and chases away all darkness. And once the spiritual sun has risen for people there will be no more night. Then the light will shine eternally and signify an infinite benefit for the soul. For its original state was brightest light and the darkness a result of sin against me, a result of arrogance and turning away from me. But now it is eternally united with me in love, and therefore it must also be inexpressibly happy. Therefore do not let the soul go hungry on earth. Give it what it urgently needs. Spiritual nourishment, food and drink from the heavens, give it my word by mustering the will to receive it directly or indirectly. and the soul will partake of me, of my word, if your will is turned towards me. Don't let the most delicious things pass it by. Don't let the living water flow away without refreshing yourselves with it. Draw and drink from the spring of life and be satisfied with the word which my love offers you. And if you want to be especially thoughtful, then practice being able to hear me myself. Listen within and pay attention to your thoughts, and I will speak to you, subtly and quietly. Yet you will recognize my voice, the voice of the good shepherd who calls his sheep because he does not want to lose any of them. As my children, you will recognize the Father's voice, for anyone who approaches me with profound love, I will incline towards him with my fatherly love, and the child will feel my love and be happy in possession of the truth it receives from me, and it will always come closer to me through the truth and finally unite with the eternal truth. It has reached its aim and will be blissfully happy forever. Amen.